raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
The Bills win 28-27 over the Steelers in preseason action. No Josh Allen for Buffalo. Will Howard got the start for Pittsburgh with 9 for 15, 69 yards passing, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Drew Aller finished the game going 9 for 18. Dylan Gabriel started for Cleveland with Shedeur Sanders and Deshaun Watson both out of the lineup. He threw 3 touchdown passes and finished 12 for 15 for 186 in the first half. Cleveland beat New England 37-13. Major League Baseball, Chris Sale pitched a complete game shutout with 11 strikeouts. Braves beat the Dodgers 1-0. Cardinals snap a 5-game losing streak, beating the Orioles 7-5. Astros take a 1-game lead in the AL West with a 5-1 lead over the Yankees. Nationals 7-1 over the Rockies. Brewers blew out the Mets 8-2. And the Royals pounded the Blue Jays 13-2. I'm Martin Weiss.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Once you try our bison meat, you won't go back. I'm Susanna Luthie Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I also raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch in Cambria, and we sell our meat at a pop-up shop every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. off Highway 46 West. So, if you're headed to or from the coast, stop by for a tender steak, delicious burger, and more. We're almost through our harvest for the year, and steaks sell out fast, so don't miss out. Find us at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Plan to attend the 30th ever Creston Classic Rodeo September 10th, 11th, and 12th. All of your rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, penning will be at the Creston Classic Rodeo, and don't miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little cowboys and cowgirls trying to stay on those sheep is always exciting. For more information, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and at CrestonClassicRodeo.org.
55 years of savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95. And at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, August 28th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Overnight traffic control on US 101 in Atascadero next week. Grover Beach man killed in 5-vehicle crash on Quest to Grade. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the low 90s. It's 69 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Caltrans will be conducting overnight traffic control on the US 101 in Atascadero. Concrete inspections will be done along a portion of the 101 starting Tuesday, September 1st, and into the morning of Wednesday, September 2nd. A single lane closure on the southbound US 101 will start Tuesday at 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. on September 1st, on September 2nd from Traffic Way to Kerberl Avenue. Another lane closure will be in effect on the northbound 101 on Wednesday from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. between Santa Rosa Road and Traffic Way. Crews will be inspecting the integrity of the concrete for safety of the traveling public. No significant delays are expected, but travelers are encouraged to slow down when traveling through a work zone. A five-vehicle collision occurred at about 11:25 p.m. Wednesday night on the Cuesta Grade. A wrong-way driver allegedly crashed into a Dodge Charger just south of Hawk Hill Road, according to a release from CHP. Three more cars then crashed into the two vehicles, completely blocking the southbound lanes of the highway. The right side passenger of the Dodge Charger, a 55-year-old man from Grover Beach, whose name has not yet been released, was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver was taken to the Sierra Vista Hospital with major injuries. The wrong-way driver was arrested under suspicion that he was driving under the influence of alcohol and possibly drugs. He was identified as David Worthington Ross and transported to the same hospital with serious injuries. Highway 1 lane closure and smoke impacting North San Luis Obispo County due to Big Sur wildfire. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The timber fire in Monterey County near Big Sur continues to burn, reaching over 20,000 acres. Another wildfire has also erupted as of yesterday morning, about 30 miles south of the timber fire. The Plaskett fire is closer to the San Luis Obispo County line and is at 1,700 acres so far. Due to the two fires, a 40-mile stretch of Highway 1 is fully closed in Big Sur, north of Cambria, all the way to Captain Cooper Elementary School in Monterey County. Smoke from the two wildfires could impact North San Luis Obispo County as well. The Air Pollution Control District has issued an air quality advisory, warning that smoke impacts could significantly increase in the Paso Robles and Atascadero regions today. The County of San Luis Obispo's Behavioral Health Department will be holding its Overdose Awareness Day this Saturday, August 29th from 12 to 3 p.m. at Mitchell Park. This local gathering is held in tandem with International Overdose Awareness Day, dedicated to honoring those lost without judgment, validating the pain felt by grieving loved ones, and supporting initiatives dedicated to ending overdoses. Keynote speaker will be Jamie Metzger, the Director of Grief Support and Education at Hospice San Luis Obispo. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Diamondbacks 6-1, the Braves shut out the Dodgers 1-0, the Astros beat the Yankees 5-1. Tonight, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Phillies, the Athletics will face the Orioles, the Padres will go against the Rays, the Dodgers will face the Tigers, the Yankees will go against the Red Sox. In high school football, tonight, the Bearcats will travel to Arroyo Grande. The Greyhounds will host Golden Valley from Bakersfield. Templeton will take on Santa Maria in a home game. Mission Prep will host St. Francis from Watsonville. And Morro Bay will travel to Lindsay. In California news, a Ventura County pastor was arrested and charged with alleged years-long child molestation of two children. 58-year-old David Johnson of Ojai was charged with six counts of felony child molestation, accused of molesting two children that allegedly occurred over several years in Ojai and Oxnard. Both children were under 14 years old at the time. Johnson has worked both as a pastor and a massage therapist. Researchers have found that the number of students experiencing homelessness in California reached its peak in 2024 in the 2025 school year, with a record of over 298,000. Five of the 10 districts of the highest rates of student homelessness were on the Central Coast, in Monterey and Santa Barbara counties. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Scientists have found a genetic switch that they say could shave years off avocado breeding. Researchers at UC Riverside helped identify the gene that controls whether an avocado tree has an A or B type flowering pattern. These flowering patterns determine how neighboring trees exchange pollen. UCR staff researcher Dr. Erica Focht says this could lead to a faster path toward more profitable avocado production.
The majority of the cultivars that we grow in California, they are A flower types. And the B flower types, if they are planted, are just there to give the pollen to the A flower type. The majority of the B flower type trees, their fruit quality is not good. So it's kind of a lost percentage of the acreage for a farmer. So what we have focused on here at UCR, creating new varieties, fruit quality obviously is primary. If it doesn't taste good, then what's the point? But another factor that could hasten the release of a variety would be if it was a bee flower type and a good eating quality, because that means you could plant that in a farmer's Hass field. And if that bee flower type has a good market too, then you can get 100% of your acreage having reasonable value, you know, being worth harvesting.
Folks said this discovery could pave the way for these B-type pollinator trees to be producers as well.
I'm Tim Canterbury, president of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC in Colorado this September for our 58th annual meeting. As a cow-calf producer from Colorado, I know how important it is to play an active role in developing policy that affects our land, water, and the way we do business. Join us in Copper Mountain, September 15th through the 17th. Learn more online at publiclandscouncil.org.
Western Video Market is headed to the heart of cattle country for their next auction on September 15th. The consignment deadline, though, is just around the corner. It's Monday, August 31st. The auction will be broadcast live from the historic Haythorn Ranch near Ogallala, Nebraska. And you're welcome to attend in person or tune in online at WVMcattle.com. So cattle and sheep producers, be sure to take advantage of the current market momentum and contact your WVM rep today. For all the details, visit WVMcattle.com.
This is Tim Hammerich with the Ag Information Network.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Many challenges can have unique consequences in an agricultural setting. This includes Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia, according to Mark Lupe, chair of the Alzheimer's Association of Northern California Board of Directors. On a California farm or ranch, memory is not an abstract thing. It is knowing when to irrigate, which fields floods first, which employee can run which machine, where records are stored, and how to read the land after years of experience, Lupe said in an AgAlert commentary. Quote, when Alzheimer's disease or other dementia enters that setting, the impact reaches far beyond one diagnosis. It can affect safety, business continuity, family relationships, and the future of the operation itself. The far-reaching impact of dementia on the daily operation of a farm is one reason farm families can experience the disease differently than many other households. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. This Friday morning, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the low 90s. North-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight clearing up overnight. Lows right around 60. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 90s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday. Partly cloudy on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday. Mid-80s Sunday, upper 70s Monday and Tuesday, low 80s Wednesday, mid-80s on Thursday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 71 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's comments to the Jackson Hole Summit suggest he is concerned about sticky inflation. Warsh says cooling trends and recent reports are not enough to prove trends are heading in the right direction. And he says inflation has been above the Fed's 2% target for 65 months, more than 5 years. Though Warsh stopped short of saying the Fed will need to intervene, in other words, raise interest rates. Business activity in the Chicago area unexpectedly slowed this month. The Chicago Business Barometer declined to a reading of 47.1, down more than 10 points from July. And the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment late August reading improved from earlier in the month, but is still down from July. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
You might have tried the wonderfully fresh Red Scooter Deli, but did you know they offer beautiful catering choices? Whether you need your company breakfast or meeting catered or you're hosting a party, Red Scooter Deli delivers. Breakfast and lunch for groups, dessert trays with fresh baked goods or box lunches. So many choices and the food is always fresh. For weddings, meetings, or parties, go to redscooterdeli.com. Two locations in Paso Robles.
And don't forget, today is the day. It starts at Ricky's Furniture Outlet next to Walmart in Atascadero. Super Labor Day, and it runs through Labor Day the 7th. Buy a sofa or love seat and get a free recliner. Recliners for as low as $399. They've got lots there for you, and they have mattress, and you can get a free adjustable base and so forth and so on. So Ricky's, the big Labor Day sale starting today. And remember, they're in the Walmart Center in Paso Robles, and they're open 7 days a week.
You simply can't beat the atmosphere at Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts on Spring Street in Paso Robles. Cigar lovers enjoy the lounge at Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts, conveniently located at 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday. Thank you in advance for shopping at Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts. 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday,
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the pre-dawn darkness of August 28, 1885, 9 men were lynched. The local newspaper didn't report it, residents didn't talk about it, and even today, little is said about it. The year was 1885. With the railroad passing through the town, Flagstaff, Arizona was booming, as well as families, soil doves, gamblers, and hard cases arrived. A section of town called Whiskey Row had saloons that were open around the clock. There were as many as a dozen robberies each night. The nearest law was in Prescott, Arizona, some 87 miles away. When the local newspaper wrote articles against the bad element, they threatened to burn down the town. 6 businessmen met to discuss a solution to the problem. In order to discover just who the troublemakers were, one of the men volunteered to cruise Whiskey Row with a pocket of gold coins. After 4 nights, the men had accumulated quite a list. In the middle of August, an ultimatum was tacked on the door of every saloon on Whiskey Row. It read, "Notice, 10 horns have 24 hours left." A few left town, but the hard cases stayed. The names of the remaining 10 horns were put in a hat, and the morning of August 28, 1885, 10 names were drawn out. 9 of the 10 were found, hands tied, and all 9 men hanged from the same tree. That morning, citizens were whispering about men hanging from a tree outside town. The men were buried. No one spoke of it openly. Nothing was ever written about it in the newspaper. The sheriff arrived from Prescott. He returned empty-handed because no one knew anything about a lynching. Life went on as if nothing had happened, except for one thing, that is. All the tin horns decided Flagstaff, Arizona was no longer an exciting place to live.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
You wanted to be in the heart of town. Then I showed you a home with a great walking score and lots to do all year round. Find an agent who knows at REMAX.com. REMAX. Dream with your eyes open. Each office independently owned and operated.
REMAX Parkside, across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles. Call 805-239-3310 or go to ParksideRealtors.com.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Summertime is savings time at the Mattress Specialist in Paso Robles. Here's Rich London.
I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody. So I've got high-end beds with Chatham & Wells. I've got medium-high with Eastman House. I've got other lines that are lesser expensive, but all are good quality beds, top quality to good quality.
The Mattress Specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. County of San Luis Obispo's Behavioral Health Department will be holding its Overdose Awareness Day this Saturday, August 29th from 12 to 3 p.m. at Mitchell Park. This gathering is held in tandem with International Overdose Awareness Day. This year's event will feature a keynote presentation from Jimmy Metzgar, the Director of Grief Support and Education at Hospice San Luis Obispo. A five-vehicle collision occurred at about 11:25 p.m. Wednesday night on the Cuesta Grade. A wrong-way driver allegedly crashed into a Dodge Charger just north of Hawk Hill Road. Three more cars then crashed into the two vehicles, completely blocking the southbound lanes of the highway. The passenger of the Charger died at the scene, and the wrong-way driver was arrested under suspicion of DUI. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 90s. It's 72 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Verdict Watch in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial.
Thank you again for following those instructions. And at this time, you may resume your deliberations. Thank you.
Judge William Sullivan from the bench in Plymouth, Massachusetts, speaking to the panel of nine women and three men on day two of their deliberations in the fate of the mom accused of killing her three children. A race against time to find people still alive in Nepal while more rain is on the way following the massive mudslide.
A tourism ministry source told Reuters that 117 tourists have been rescued as of this morning, including two Americans. But time is ticking as more storms are likely over the weekend.
Nepal Flood Authority says at least 547 people are dead. That is Fox's Stephanie Bennett reporting. America is listening to Fox News.
Join Cella Restaurante and Bar in Paso Robles for a Thanksgiving buffet in the Veneto Ballroom at Allegretto Vineyard Resort, 11 to 5 on Thanksgiving Day, with a menu featuring all of your Thanksgiving favorites, as well as Tuscan-inspired servings and wine to pair. Whether you're gathering with family or celebrating with friends, it's a Thanksgiving worth savoring. Reservations are required, 805-369-2503, or visit cellopasorobles.com.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Going to have some clouds and a little muggy today. High should be in the low 90s. Some clouds tonight and overnight lows right around 60. Sunshine, low 90s on your Saturday here in the North County. And for Sunday, we're going to be a little bit cooler than that. And again, my access is denied. All right, I'm going to have to call Travis when I get off the air because this is just driving me nuts. Anyway, it's going to be cooler and mostly sunny the next few days, maybe even to the upper 70s on Monday, and then it's probably around 70 degrees. So that's it because I'm locked out. All righty, your weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there for you, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL, anything that may be on your mind. Kenny and Darsha this afternoon, open mic Friday, 12:30 till 2, and local stuff, so enjoy that. Let's see here. Nope, I do have an update on the completely unscientific and absolutely accurate survey. Flock cameras in your town, city, whatever. 21 no, 7 yes. 21 no, 7 yes. All righty. Let's see here. I came at just by chance, something that did come up. Well, not came up, it just came across. Chris, you've been busy this morning.
I certainly have. You know, it's been fun.
I don't know how that, you know, because you probably like me, you get these things on that. Surveys, things to do, news stories, potential interviews, et cetera, et cetera. Don't you?
Right.
Okay. All of that. Now I I'm okay with this one. Dangerous things to think twice about giving your kids. There's one right. Does any come off the top of your head?
Dangerous things to think twice about giving your kids.
Yeah.
A box of matches.
Okay. That makes sense. Why you would do that, I have no idea. So I'm looking through this, and, you know, it goes through the common dangerous hazards for kids at home include household chemicals, right? Now, I don't know if they still do this, but they supposedly have these childproof whatever for your cabinets at home so your kids don't go through it. Certainly didn't have them when we were young. I guess luckily I never had a desire to drink Clorox. And I know some of that stuff happens. I'm not making light of it, but I know one thing. There's no such thing as getting a cat-proof for anything in your home. That's impossible. So anyway, you have cleaning products and the chemicals. Makes sense. Obviously, your medicine cabinet. Says small objects and button batteries. They can swallow them. Now, hot surfaces and liquids, you can't do much about the stove, but you do warn them. You know, boiling water, you got to watch that. When you got kids, you got to be, you know, on a high alert. Cords, electrical cords, sharp tools and glasses, glass rather. Knives, scissors, blah, 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 blah. It's going on and on. But one of the things that was listed, not in this particular list, Chris, I'm going to give you two guesses, and I will say that it's been in the news lately. So a dangerous thing to get your kid.
That wasn't in this list, but has been in the news lately.
Yes.
A smartphone.
No. I mean, that's... it's been in the news lately. And the state is thinking about doing something about it.
An electric bike.
You're close, because I guess that would be included, is bicycles. Bicycles are considered a dangerous to your kids, which, of course, but e-bikes would go in that, and also the scooters. Again, I'm guessing most of us have had a bike or a scooter or something along those lines in our life. And yes, I'm assuming that most of us have fallen off them and maybe scraped our arm or worse, but we're still here. The electric ones, that'd be interesting to see down the road how the emergency rooms accommodate them. Also, trampolines are on the list. But I don't think I've, of any of the trampolines I've seen in the last X amount of years, I think all of them have that protective netting around it. I don't think I've seen one that doesn't. Now, smart toys are considered somewhat dangerous. They have internal computer processors that can collect and store information about your child. Certain models can learn your child's likes and dislikes for better engagement, and they can also store details that cross privacy boundaries, such as your child's last name, home address, or school. How about that? And again, it says here, only purchase a smart toy with a strict parental controls. I'd have to ask you folks, if this toy is capable of doing this, what are the strict parental controls? What is that going to do? I don't know how these toys collect that. Chris, would you have any idea how they do that?
No. The title being a smart toy, though, just implies that there's some kind of connection to the internet. As for what kind of toy needs to connect to the internet that isn't, you know, a phone, laptop, TV, gaming console, I have no idea. Like, I can't imagine any of my Transformers growing up needing to be connected to the internet.
Okay. Right. Or being able to know your last name and your home address. Now, again, I'm just throwing this out because, well, I know my answer. If you're buying a toy for your kid because it's the latest and greatest, and, you know, most parents have done that because it's popular and so forth. I understand. But if you knew that a toy can get the information such as your child's last name, home address, or where they go to school, why would you buy it? Or would this be a case where the parents do it, something terrible happens, and they sue the company? Or the states join in and they want to sue the company because something bad happened? Now, again, this is the responsibility of the parents. VR headsets, I have no idea what they are. Do you?
Yeah, the virtual reality headsets.
So what do you do?
You put on a headset, and it's like, I guess, the goggles that are a computer as well, is the best way to put it, or a gaming console. So You've seen VR headsets in science fiction, haven't you?
I hate science fiction. I probably, but they're probably from, you know, I guess, old schools. But do you walk around with them, is it something that...
Some of them are stationary. Other ones you can walk around in.
So you're looking at the world through a different view, or you said there's games on them?
Yeah, you can, like, it can augment, like, you know, the world around you to, like, show objects, or there's alternatively, you know, games that just, you know, show you a whole new world.
Okay.
And you can move around physically or use buttons.
Okay. All right. To each his own. So you have those to be can work. Now, high-velocity gel blasters and toy guns. I don't care what the risks are on that. I love those things.
Nerf guns are a necessity in any household.
Yeah, that's right. You can do that around the house. Hard pellets. Let me see. Once million high-powered guns that shoot from foam darts can go as much as 100 feet. I'd still get one for my kid.
I hope it goes as much as 100 feet. How am I going to shoot my buddy across the room?
Right. You don't want to get too close to him and stuff like that. You probably haven't heard this, but I threw a dart at my brother. We had a whatever.
Like a metal dart with a sharp tip?
Yeah.
Whew.
For whatever reason, my mom decided she was going to get my brother a dartboard for Christmas. Now, keep in mind, we were living in an apartment. So, if you think about it, darts can do considerable damage to a wall in a house. Usually, like, I have one out in my garage. All right, no damage. But this was, matter of fact, it was a Spiro Agnew dartboard, and which my dad was really ticked off.
I've seen ones that use magnets and other ones that are like plastic, and they've got like a bunch of little holes in them, so the dart's like intended to impale into that.
Yeah, the ones with magnets on them, so, you know, they don't do any damage. But it's just a different era. Anyway, so I can't give you the exact circumstances, but anyway, my brother, we shared a room. I don't know, he was bugging me. You know, I forget. He was probably 15, so I'm 10. And again, I don't know the reason. So he goes towards the window, and by the window, we lived on the third story. The air conditioning unit was there. And I was so ticked off at him that I went to the dartboard, pulled out a dart, and I threw it at him. And boom, it goes into the air conditioning unit. Well, what's in an air conditioner back then? Freon. So it hit the whatever for the Freon, and next thing you know, we had to evacuate the apartment. Fire department was there, and I think a couple of apartments on the third floor had to be evacuated. And so all of us are down there looking up at our apartment and the fire engine and stuff, and it just so happens about this time my dad comes home, and well, what's going on? Well, my mother tells him the news, and let's just say that my dad said to me, "You and I are going to have a quick talk." So that was a lesson learned. I was just hoping my dad said, "I wish you would have had better aim and hit your brother." But I guess he couldn't do that as a dad. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL on the toys, because the list of button battery toys, apparently. Lithium batteries are commonly used in a variety of kid-friendly products, including, but not limited to, the ones that light up, you know, and stuff that look cool. And apparently that because they're small and easy to lose, they can be swallowed, etc., etc. And make sure the battery components are hard to access and safe from constant outside exposure. Okay. Well, we also know the dangers of the lithium batteries. So anyway, there's, like they say, buyer beware. There's a lot of things out there that can be dangerous to your kids. But I remember one time we were having a birthday party for young son in the, backyard of the house and stuff. And, you know, these people came over, you know, they gave gifts and we had the cake and the kids are playing with water guns and stuff. No, it wasn't even that. Anyway, so at the end of the day, so to speak, one of the guests, who's been a longtime friend of Linda, and I knew her as well, great gal, I still see her, she came up after everybody had gone, and she said, "Here is the gift I got for Brian." And I was like, "Wow!" And she said, "I didn't know how the other moms would react if they saw this." And it was a toy gun. It's like, well, okay, he's a boy, because you know what the boys were doing that day too? They were getting some branches from the tree, and with the twigs and stuff, they were pretending they were playing, you know, cops and robbers or something like that, the things that boys would usually do anyway. So anyway, so you got the trampolines, you got that, projectile and flying toys, gosh, can't kids have any fun? I mean, Chris, that stuff is fun, isn't it?
Absolutely, it was.
Getting flying toys and all that other kind.
It's good exercise, too, to, you know, send something flying and then you have to chase after it.
Right. Also, other things risk. Chewing gum, taffy, large globs of peanut butter. I don't... What are you supposed to do? Be monks? Just wake up, drink water, eat a banana, and just walk around all day and do nothing? These are kids, for crying out loud. Heck, some adults still do this stuff.
I did laser tag when I was in Los Angeles back in July.
Okay,
laser... That was fun.
What is it... I know what tag is, but what is it with the lasers?
Yeah, you got guns, then you like wear this little armor that like detects when it gets hit by a laser. So you quote unquote shoot somebody, and what happens is the laser hits their armor and like detects that they get hit.
So does it make a noise or?
Yeah, it makes a noise, and then you can't fire your gun for a few seconds because you are, you know, air quotes, dead and have to wait to respawn.
But you can't feel it.
No, you can't feel it.
Okay. Well, is it in any way, do you know, controversial?
I hope not.
Well, do you care?
No, because it was fun, and I would gladly do it again.
All right. Have you ever played paintball?
No, I haven't.
All right. Now, the beauty of paintball, at least for adults, and this is kind of a sicko thing, because, again, when young son, he was, you know, kids go through stages, and there was the paintball stage. I'm like, all right. That's, you know, it's cool. It's harmless. So they used to go over down by Larry Moore Park and do the paint gun. Well, for I don't know how this came about, but it did, and it turned out to be pretty good. So Brian and one of his cousins decided that his cousin was coming over, and we're gonna paintball, and we're gonna take on you and Uncle Ronnie. Meaning, you know, me and Uncle Ronnie over there. So, all right. So, we get ready. We get geared up and have all this stuff on. And I tell you, it was a blast. I'm not being, you know, facetious. It was a blast with the paintball. And I realized at the end of the day, one of the great things is, because there's a little sting with depending on where you hit somebody with a paintball. But it was an absolute blast being able to blast your own kid in the thigh and see him, hearing him go, ah, because it's legal. Anyway, it was, it's fun. Plus you're sharing time with your kids and your relatives. So that's all good. That's all good. All righty. Let's see here. Again, our 21-7. No for the camera. 7 for yes, they are in favor of cameras. Let's see here. I can't believe they didn't have paintball. We used to have the best parties at our house. I don't know if paintball is, you know, again, it was one of those fads, so I don't know how popular it is now. Because we're going back, you know, what, 20 years when it was pretty popular. They used to have a paintball thing out, by Franklin Farms, I think. And... Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Franklin Farms. I may be mistaken. But all those things, you know, they come and go. You know, I got a kick out of when, and again, Chris, you were probably, this was probably past your, or before you, when skateboarding was real popular. Was that was before you, wasn't it?
I think that was, you know, late. Well, there was still some in the early 2000s, but I was too young. And quite frankly, I didn't like skateboards as a kid, which I kind of regret now, but it is what it is.
Okay, anyway, so, you know, I kind of got a kick out of it. They're making it big, but skateboarding was also real popular in the probably 20, 30 years before that. You know, you had the skateboarding songs and so forth and so on, but obviously the skates were a little bit different, pretty hardcore. Let's see here. We used to, on the text, we used to shoot at each other with BB guns, no more than 3 pumps. Didn't do the BB gun shooting at each other. We did I think we called it chicken, where you'd have a pocket knife and you would try to throw it between your buddy's feet. You'd stand across from each other. I think that's the way it went. And you would do that. And again, I don't remember anybody, you know, having their toes amputated or anything like that. But it was, I guess it was a, you know, a I dare you type of thing. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, good morning. The cameras, the photo cameras for red light tickets and all that. There was a famous lawsuit. I don't know how it ended, but a man got an email, a photograph in the mail of him, his violation with the ticket and the speed and the date and the time. And sitting in the passenger seat was the woman who was not his wife, who created a great deal of family stress because that was the woman he was having the affair with. And it led to his divorce, and he ended up trying to sue these people. I'm not sure how it came out.
I don't know either, but there was someone sent me in a little similar that the information that they had on this, and I can't, Doc, I'm getting too much noise in the background. Can you turn down the radio?
I don't have anything on.
Well, I'm getting a lot of noise in the background when I try to talk. It's hard, so I'm going to have to.
I don't know what it is. It's clear at this end. Okay, I'm clear at this end, but go ahead.
I'll try it. Yeah, it's still coming back. I'm going to have to go, Doc. Sorry about that. Yeah, that's just... Anyway, it was the... they got everything bass-ackwards. Well, you heard the lady that called in a couple of weeks ago regarding from the rental company and the steps that you have to go through and so forth. So many people just, you know, say the heck of it and so forth. So they end up, you know, getting fined for something that they didn't do, and, you know, they don't want to waste the time fighting it, but, you know, the state, the city, or the county still get the money. And again, I always ask the question, how far or how much do you trust government, and how far are you willing to go? I just don't know. So, anyway, that's just a little something there. Okay, so that's the final. I guess people are really interested in whether they get the cameras or not. And that's a huge mistake. That is a huge mistake. I mean, we have at least some cities around the country that are saying no to this. But not enough here. All right, let's see here. What happened on this day in history? Compact cassettes. You think they came out in the 70s? Well, in 1963, Philips introduced its new compact cassette tape cartridge at the Berlin Radio Show. And, of course, they became extremely popular in the 1970s, and sometimes you would see them all over the streets with all the tape that was stretched out and so forth, and then you had the 8-tracks. The same thing would happen. Put them in, tape would get eaten up, and boom, a lot of people would throw it out the window. Let's see. Oh, Harold Johnson, a St. Louis man, receives his, and this was in 1992, he recovers his 1962 Corvette, which was stolen in 1971. The car, which he paid $1,300 for in 1969, was now worth $25,000. Wow, that's pretty good. Let's see here. Okay, all right. I was looking at the years different thing, and I was thinking a 62 Corvette didn't cost $1,300, but yeah, he bought a used one. Well, he got it back, so now worth $25,000. Good for him getting it back. And, you know, the funny thing about that is he was able to get it back without using a flock camera. Imagine that. All right, we're done.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Caltrans will be conducting overnight traffic control on the US 101 in Atascadero. Concrete inspections will be done along a portion of the 101 starting Tuesday, September 1st, and into the morning of Wednesday, September 2nd. One lane on the southbound side will be closed from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m., then one lane on the northbound side closed from 1 a.m. to 7 a.m., both near Traffic Way. The timber fire in Monterey County near Big Sur continues to burn, reaching over 20,000 acres, and another wildfire erupted yesterday morning about 30 miles south of the timber fire. A 40-mile stretch of Highway 1 is currently closed in Big Sur. The county APCD has also issued an air quality advisory for North County. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the low 90s, it's 74 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All right, I've just been informed that Darsha is flying solo this afternoon, so enjoy that. Open mic Friday, 12:30 to 2. Enjoy your weekend. All right, Pure Country, Diane, Wheeling and Dealing, Jimmy, Shifting Gears, and Gary Brill. In the spotlight will be Neil Diamond, back Monday. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.